Good morning. Today's daf in Ksuvos Kuf Yud Aleph, second to last daf of the Masechta. We covered a number of Mishnayos that spoke here in the last parak of the Masechta having to do with Eretz Yisrael and what happens when, unfortunately, there is disagreement between husband and wife in terms of where to live. Should we live in Eretz Yisrael? Should we not live in Eretz Yisrael? Or alternatively, they're living in Eretz Yisrael. Should we leave Eretz Yisrael? Should we not leave Eretz Yisrael? So what the Mishnah brought down is that if this is an irreconcilable difference between husband and wife, so it is grounds for divorce. And if headed towards Eretz Yisrael and one of them decide not to go, so that spouse is going to be in the wrong. And if they're living in Eretz Yisrael and one of them decide they want to leave, that spouse is going to be in the wrong. And so if that spouse happens to be the wife, she forfeits her ksuva. If that spouse happens to be the husband, so then he's going to have to pay ksuva. In other words, whichever one's in the wrong. So that's what we learned in the Mishnah. And we're going to come back today's daf. Today's daf happens to be an extraordinarily famous daf in terms of the Gemara's attitude towards living in Eretz Yisrael, not living in Eretz Yisrael, living in Bavel. Okay, a lot of Gemara's today, which are going to be discussing the preferred place to live. But meanwhile, we are still in the Gemara, Nasa Isha. It's about a dozen lines from the bottom of the Amud. And the Gemara is going to take us through a couple points in the Mishnah. And that is that you got married in Kaputkia on you. And you're paying ksuva in Eretz Yisrael. Alternatively, you got married in Eretz Yisrael, and now you're paying kaputkia. And as we pointed out back in the Mishnah, so the currency in kaputkia was good currency, right? Currencies, not all currencies are the same. Some currencies are better than others. And the currencies of kaputkia are solid, rock solid. And the currencies of Eretz Yisrael are good, but not as good as kaputkia. So what did we learn in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah something confusing. And that is that the Mishnah basically says whichever is easier. Nasa Isha. So Hagufakashya. So without going over the Mishnah, the Gemara immediately just jumps on what seems to be the problem within the Mishnah. Katani Nasa Isha Eretz Yisrael Vegersha BeKaputkia Noselam Mamas Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you got married in Eretz Yisrael, you divorced her in Kaputkia. So what do you give her Mamas Eretz Yisrael? Meaning we're making it easier on the husband. On the other hand, Ama Basar Shibuda Azlinan. What is going to be setting the currency? So the place where you mishabed yourself. Obviously, you're mishabed yourself at the time that you got married. Ema seifa. But then I go on to the next part of the Mishnah and nasa isha bekaputkia. So vigersha beretiso nasa lam emar seretiso. Ama basa gubainas linen. So, but meanwhile, the very next line of the Mishnah tells us that, if you married in kaputkia and you divorce in eretiso, you give her mal seretiso. Which again, is great for the husband, but it's inconsistent. Meaning if we're going Makam Shibud and you got married in Kaputkia, so presumably what you owe her is in currency of Kaputkia. So Amar Rabba Mikula Ksiva Shanukan, Kasav Ksiva de Rabbanan. So Rabba says, okay, I understand the Mishnah is inconsistent, but the Rabba says, I'll piece the Mishnah together. And that is the Ksuva, the din of Ksuva is a din de Rabbanan. This is something that we debated a couple of times in our Masechta. It really is a fundamental debate. Whether ksuvas d'arais or ksuvas d'rabbanan, and we try to give voice to exactly what are they debating, meaning the entire infrastructure of ksuvas is d'rabbanan. The Torah doesn't require any kind of ksuva whatsoever. Okay, so right now I'll just say it simply, and that is it's a machlokas whether ksuvas d'rabbanan or d'araisa. Our Mishnah subscribes to the viewpoint that ksuvas d'rabbanan as a result of that, so therefore we can be makel towards the husband. And that means to say that the husband now could discharge his obligation of ksuva, whichever is the easier currency, easier for him. Okay, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, back to the Mishnah. So he argues with the Tanakam, and he says, no silam mas kaputkia. And that is that what you have to do is you have to pay her mas kaputkia, meaning you married her in kaputkia, even though you divorced her in Eretz Yisrael, you got to pay her a kaputkia currency. And kasaver ksuva daraisa. And so the Gemara says, good. And now we can say a nice and easy pshat within Rosh Hashanah and Ben Gamliel, and that is that the chiyuv of ksuva is a dindo araisa, and so therefore the shibud occurred in kaputkia, you have to pay with kaputkia money. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Amotzi shechava chavera kosov bo bavel magbeel mimos bavel. Okay, so similar halachas, related halachas, and that is that you're a creditor and you're holding a note against your borrower. And it says that the loan transpired in Bavel, originated in Bavel. So therefore, the currencies that you're going to use are Mos Bavel. So the, however, Kosovo, Eretz Yisrael, Magbel, Mimos Eretz Yisrael. If the origination of the loan occurs in Eretz Yisrael, so you pay with currency of Eretz Yisrael. Kosovo Stam, Now, let's say that it's not clear exactly where the origination is, meaning it simply doesn't say where the loan originated. So, so then, wherever the note is shown, meaning when you're looking to collect, and so now it's going to be a function of where you're collecting, meaning presumably we would like to know where the loan originated, but in the note itself it doesn't say. So therefore, you didn't commit to any particular currency, and so therefore, wherever you're collecting, that's the currency you're going to use. Another halacha, kasabo kesef stam. Let's say in the loan document it says that what you're going to be collecting, what you lent, was kesef, but nothing more than that. So mashir tzelo v'magbeu. So now, because it wasn't clear exactly what the loan was, meaning obviously it was money, but in other words, what kind of money and what can the lovi use to discharge his obligation? So because it just simply says the word kesef, so now dealer's choice, or in this case, borrower's choice. So mashe ein came b'ksuva, but the same thing is not true regarding ksuva. So ahaya. So this end of the braisa, exactly what is it commenting on? Amara misharshia resha. So it's going back to the resha lafuke midrav shimon gamliel da amar ksuva da resha, meaning, and this is contrasting to the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that when it comes to a ksuva, so what the braisa is telling us at the end is that by ksuva you could be more lax. Why could you be more lax? Because by ksuva, the end of the braisa is going back to the sheet of the Tanakhama. We know that the sheet of the Tanakhama is the ksuvas de Rabbanon. And therefore, the husband now can be more lax in terms of what kind of currencies he's going to use to discharge his obligation. Kasabo kesef stam, mashir tzalova magbeu. So the braisa says that if the loan document just says, simply says the word kesef, so now the lova can pay back in whatever kind of currencies that he wants. So ve'ema nascha, now it says kesef. Now kesef literally means silver. So the Gemara for a moment now is going to be entertaining, well, maybe silver means, you know, pieces of silver. So the Gemara says, no, I'm Rebbe Lazar dichsiv be matbeah. No, it says the word matbeah. So matbeah doesn't describe what kind of coin, but we know it refers to a coin. Ema priti, so the Gemara says, well, why can't you pay in prutos? Right, to draw an analogy, basically pay back your loan in pennies. So the Gemara says, Amara papa priti de kaspalo of the inchi. No, pennies don't come in silver. And again, I'm just saying it by way of analogy. I'm not, you know, don't take me too literally, but the point is that prutos back in the day, so typically were made up of copper, and you can't pay back your loan in prutos. In other words, by using the term kesef, we're talking about significant currency that's made up of silver. But because it says matbea, we know it's a coin. Because it says kesef, we know it's not prutos. Okay. But after that, though, there is flexibility on the part of the borrower in terms of what kind of payment, what kind of coins he's going to use. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Truth of the matter is that, really, I should have gotten to this point yesterday's daf, but okay. Anyway, let's pause for just a moment. We are about to embark. We're about to embark on a Gemara that's going to be describing and discussing exactly where to live. Okay. From the Mishnah, so it would seem that Eretz Yisrael is the place to live. Now, you can go back earlier. From the Torah, it would seem that Eretz Yisrael is the place to live. Okay, and so yes, in other words, so speaking out these Gemaras, living in Chutz Aretz is going to make us a little bit uncomfortable, and good. That's what it's supposed to do. So the now, mind you, by the way, that there is much discussion to be had regarding these Gemaras in terms of what to do with these Gemaras and how exactly is it going to affect us halacha lemaisa. And as you know, so our purpose over here is just simply to become familiar with the Gemara, right? I'm never a source in terms of what the halacha is. In other words, this is just simply limud haTorah. We are learning the Torah, and then in terms of halacha lemaisa, so you know what to turn to. Not me. So, Tana Rabban. So, we're going to start with the Brisa. Lola Midor Adam Be'er Tisol. A person should be living in Be'er Tisol. Afilu Be'er Sheruba Ovdi Kochavim. Even if the majority of the city is occupied by non-Jews. Va'aliyah Dor B'chutzarets. Afilu Be'er Sheruba Yisol. And don't live in Chutzarets, even if the majority of people there surrounding you are Jews. Kol Adar Be'er Tisol Dama Kimi She'esh Lo Alokav. V'chol Adar B'chutzarets Dama Kimi She'esh Lo Alokav. Living in Eretz Yisrael is as if you have a God. Living outside of Eretz Yisrael is like as if you don't have a God. She'enamer La'aseis Lachem Etz Eretz Kanan. Li'os Lachem La'lokim. Pasuk in the Torah. So I'm giving you Eretz Kanan so that I could be your God. So the Gemara is a little bit bothered by what is an extraordinarily strong statement. So v'chol she'eino dar be'eretz ein lo lokav. So the Gemara says, come on. You're living outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have a God. So Ella Lamacha, Kol Adar B'chutz Ha'aretz Ki'ilu Oved Avodas Kochavim. So the Gemara says, yeah, of course, it's not that bad. In other words, it's Ki'ilu Oved Avodas Zarah. It's like you're serving idolatry when you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, okay, fine. That softens it. I don't know by how much, but it softens it. V'chein b'David u'amer ki gershuna ayom mistapech menachalas Hashem. So David says that what I was chased out from Nachlas Hashem. Leimor. So the lech avod Elohim achirim. So it's mamash a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. V'chima amar lo David lech avod Elohim achirim. Meaning, who told him to worship other gods? So Ella Lam Lecha Shekol Adar B'chutz Ha'aretz Ki'ilu Oved Avodas Kochavim. It means that when you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's Ki'ilu, you're Oved Avodas Zarah. Okay. Rabbi Zera V'Kemisham Minid Rav Yehuda. Here we get to one of the more famous parts of today's daf. So Rabbi Zera was ducking from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is a Mar living in Bavel. Rav Yehuda learned under Rav. Truth of the matter is, he learned under Rav, he learned under Shmuel. Anyway. So Rabbi Zera was trying to avoid him. Okay. So it's a little bit strange. You're trying to avoid your Rabbi. Why is he doing that? So Deba Lemesik Laretz Yisrael. What he wanted to do is he wanted to make Aliyah, and Rabbi Yehuda continuously told him, "Don't do it." Okay. If by the end of today's daf, by the way, you're going to be a little bit confused about whether we should be living in Eretz Yisrael or not living in Eretz Yisrael, okay. In other words, understandably, the Gemara is going to make a couple of statements that are not in concert with one another. Anyway. The Dam Rav Yehuda call me Bavel Eretz Yisrael over Asay. Rav Yehuda was of the position that if you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you're in violation of a positive commandment. The word positive commandment over here, not to be taken too literally. You're not going to find a pasuk in the Torah that says that going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is a violation. However, Shenemar, but he does cite a pasuk. Pasuk is found in Yirmiyahu. Bavel yavo v'sham yiyu kol ad yom pakdi osam nu Hashem. You're going to go to Bavel and you're going to be there until pakdi, until I remember you and I tell you to come out. Now Tosus already points out over here it's a little bit difficult. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu is talking about Chorban Bayis Rishon, right? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zera are living post Bayis Sheni. Okay, so even quoting this pasuk in Yirmiyahu to describe their situation is a little bit problematic, right? The first short Tosos on the Amud notes that. Okay, see Tosos who addresses. Ve Rabbi Zera, how be klisharis ksiv? Now Rabbi Zera knows the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Zera says, yeah, open up to Yirmiyahu and you look at the pasuk contextually and you'll see that the pasuk is not talking about the Jewish people. It's talking about the Kalim. We know that the Kalim were taken to Bavel. When Nebuchadnezzar conquered the first base of Mikdash, destroyed the first base of Mikdash and conquered it, so he took the Kalim to Bavel. And if you're looking at the Pasuk in Yirmiyah inside and looking at it contextually, it's not talking about the Jewish people. It's talking about the Kalim of the base of Mikdash, the Klisharis of the base of Mikdash. V'Rav Yehuda. Now, as far as Rav Yehuda is concerned, how he's going to counter? So, Ksiv Krachrina. He says, look, I have other Pasukim as well. Hishbati Yitzchem Menos Yerushalayim B'tzvaos. Oh, B'ayalos Asadeh. Right, the psukim in Shira Shirim. So again, as I pointed out at the beginning of today's daf, so the Gemara over here is going to be citing a number of drashas over here, but clearly not pshuto shomikra. In other words, it's not the simple pshad the psukim. I mean, you'll read the psukim in Shira Shirim, and there's no way that you're going to on our own we're going to conclude that that's what the pasuk in Shira Shirim is making reference to. However, obviously Rav Yehuda has a Masorah, and so his Masorah tells him that. The Pasuk in Shir Shirim is telling him what? Well, Hishbati Yitzchem Benos Yerushalayim. There's a Shvuah that was made. So, and from this Pasuk, the Shvuah that was made is that we're not allowed to awaken, arouse. Right? The Pasuk goes on to say, Im Ta'iru, V'im Toru Es Ahava Ad Shetechbatz. The love is not going to be rekindled until Ad Shetechbatz. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, until I want it. So basically, in other words, you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael when I tell you to. Now, what Rabbi Zera will tell you is, yeah, I know the pasuk in Shir Shirim, and I also know the Masorah as well, that it's a reference to going back to Eretz Yisrael. But what I'm telling you is that the only prohibition that the pasuk in Shir Shirim is making a description of is not to go out, not to go back to Eretz Yisrael b'choma. Look at Rashi over here, shelo yalu b'choma. Rashi is that first line, end of that first line. Yachab yal chazaka. In other words, what we're not allowed to do is go back as a single group and basically reconquer Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk in Shir Shirim is telling us not to do. But to go back individually, that's fine. So the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, Ishbati Achriniksiv. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it says Ishbati in the Pesukim Shir Shirim not once, but it says it twice. The Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera will counter. Ahumi Baile Lechad Rav Yosef. Rabbi Chanina Damer Shlosha Shvuos Halalulama. So and what Rabbi Zera will counter is it doesn't say it twice. It actually says it three times. Go through the Pesukim Shir Shirim, and you'll note that there are three Shvuos. Meaning it says the word Shvua three times. One is to tell us that we're not allowed to go back and reconquer Eretz Yisrael. And what we're not allowed to do is rebel against those who host us, the other nations who host us. And the third shvuah is that our hosts are not allowed to subjugate us too much. So there are three shvuahs that are mentioned in Shir HaShirim. That's how Rebbe Zera understands the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, and so therefore, as far as Rabbi Zera is concerned, there is no wisdom for an individual to go back to Eretz Yisrael. V'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what Rabbi Yehuda will count is the following. Im Ta'iru v'im Toraru Ksiv. If you look back at the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, it says Ta'iru and Ta'oruru. Now, those are two expressions. You attach to every Shavua, so it's 2 times 3. That gets you to 6. So, V'Rabbi Zera. The Rabbi Zera mibayle lechad Rabbi Levi. Now Rabbi Zera says, I know there are six, but I already have three of them used for other drashas, and that is damar sheishvus halal lama klasa hani damaran. So this is now Rabbi Zera's six shvus. Three of them we already went over, and now the additional v'inach shalo yigalu zakeitz. Neviim are not allowed to tell us when the keitz is coming. When Mashiach is coming, and that's number 4. Number 5, Shalo Yechaku es haketz. And now, Rashi over here offers 2 pshatim in terms of what is meant by number 5. Look at Rashi, second line down, Shalo Yechaku es haketz ba'avonam. In other words, we're not allowed to push off the ketz, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ketz coming at a designated time, and if we are non-compliant, if the Jewish people are non-compliant, so what that's going to do is it's going to delay the ketz. That's number 5. We're not allowed to delay the ketz. Alternatively, Rashi points out Lishna Achrina, Shalo Yid Chukugar Sina Lashon Dochek, Shalo Yirbu B'tachanunim Al Akach Yosem Midai. Meaning what we can't do is we can't petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu too much and tell him that we want the Kates to come any sooner. That's number 5. And finally, number 6, Shalo Yigalu Asod. And what we can't do is we can't reveal Sod. Now, what is that a reference to? Once again, I turn back to Rashi. Shalo yigalu sod, I'm allowed soda ibor. So what we're not allowed to do is share the soda ibor, meaning the fact that we work our calendar with a, in other words, obviously we have the Edom coming and testifying, but the truth of the matter is that we have a Masara in terms of the cycle of the moon. And so that's what's called soda ibor. The Gemara, a number of places, describes it as a sod. It's a secret. Okay. What exactly are the secrets of the ibor? If I knew the secrets, I probably shouldn't say. But anyway, alternatively, Rashi points out the v'amrilei so tamei Torah, or the so tamei Torah, right? The more esoteric teachings of the Torah. Okay, either way. So v'shalo yigalu so lo avdei kochavim. Okay, so and this we shouldn't be sharing with the avdei kochavim. Okay, so what comes out now is the following. So we have a really very basic fundamental machlokas between the Amoraim, between Rabbi Yehuda and his Talmud, Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yehuda says not to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Zera says, no, I'm going to go back. Okay. We know that Rabbi Zera makes it back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. What's it tell? So we've gone over this number of times, and that is that you look at the title. If the title of an Amora is Rav, it means that they got their smicha outside of Eretz Yisrael. If their title is Rabbi, Rabbi's an indication that they got to smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So, I would speculate that at one point in time it was Rav Zera, but by virtue of the fact that the Gemara describes him as Rabbi Zera, so it means that eventually he made it to Eretz Yisrael and got smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So we know that Rabbi Zera eventually did go and did leave. Okay? And basic questions, which of course I don't have answers to, meaning if Rabbi Yehuda had a Masora, that his position is correct, how could Rabbi Zera argue? And also, just again, really fundamental issues over here, meaning where they're arguing based on Pesukim Shir HaShirim, Drashas, right? In other words, it's, the makaros that are being used by the Amoraim are obviously not explicit, right? There's no beferish pasuk that would lend strong evidence in either direction, and you see the Amoraim going back and forth on this issue. Okay, it's difficult. It's honestly it's just difficult to really walk away from these gemaras with clear indications of which position is correct. Okay, so we quoted Pesukim Shir Shirma, so we're going to continue now. So the Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar's understanding is Amar Lamakash Baruch Hu Yisrael Metam Mekayimim as a Shvua. So if we comply to the Shvua that we just went over, the three Shvuas, the additional three Shvuas, the Mutav, great. So, and if not, meaning if we're not complied with the Shavuos, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm basically going to leave you Hefker to your hosts, meaning they're going to subjugate you. I'm Rabbi Lazar Kol Adar Beretz Yisrael Sharila Below Avon. Rabbi Lazar says that anyone living in Eretz Yisrael is going to be living without sin. Shenemar. So, and we're going to get a number of statements from Rabbi Elazar in terms of the significance and the benefit of living in Eretz Yisrael. And it's, again, it's a little bit difficult. Rabbi Elazar just told us that we have to be compliant to the Shavuos. Okay. So, but meanwhile, however, living in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Adar B'Eretz Yisrael, Shari B'lo Avon. So you're going to be living without sin. Shenemar Uval Yomar Shachin Chalisi. So third parak of Yeshayahu. Uval yomar shechein chalisi. In other words, we will not cry for any illness. Ha'am ha'yoshev ba nosei avon. The nation that is yoshev ba, meaning ba over here making a reference to Eretz Yisrael, nosei avon. Their avonos are going to be carried off, lifted off. So amar le'rav le'rav ashi anan b'sov le'chalayim asnis nala. So Rava says to Rav Ashi, no, we have a different interpretation. That pasuk in Yeshayahu. Pasuk in Yeshayahu is not talking about living in Eretz Yisrael, but rather, sovle chalayim asnis nala. In other words, those people who are suffering from illness. So those people are suffering from illness. So as long as they suffer and don't point fingers and basically accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yisurim. So that's what the pasuk is making reference to. That then their chataim are going to be no seba. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will lift off their chataim. I'm Rav Anna Kol HaKover Be'eretz Yisrael Ki'ilu Kover Tachas HaMizbeach. Being buried in Eretz Yisrael is like being buried right under the Mizbeach. K'siv Ha'achim Mizbeach Adama Tassali K'siv Ha'asim V'chi Perad Maso Amo. So linking two psukim together via what seems to be Gzera Shava. And so, fine. So there's a benefit to being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Ula V'ragel Da'av V'salg La'Eretz Yisrael. Now, Ula would visit Eretz Yisrael frequently. And Nach Nafshe B'chutz Aretz. Now, Ula ultimately died in Bavo. So also Amar Leh Rabbi Lazar. So they told Rabbi Lazar that Ula died in Bavo. His reaction, his response, Amar Ant Ula, Al Adama Tmeya, Tamus. Right, you Ula died in Chutz Aretz. Rabbi Lazar was a little bit shocked that he died in Chutz Aretz. So Amar Ulo Aron Aba. So they said, okay, he died in Chutz Aretz, but they're bringing his Aron over here. He's going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Leh Rabbi Lazar's response in Adama Koltaso Mechaim Koltaso Lachemisa. He says, okay, but they're still qualitatively different. Meaning, yes, there's a benefit to being buried in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a bigger benefit to living in Eretz Yisrael and dying in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to dying outside of Eretz Yisrael and being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. How governed the Nafal Yavama Bechuzai? So there was a person where he had a Yavama. In other words, Rachmanis, his brother, died, and now his sister-in-law was living in Bechuzai. Okay, where's Bechuzai? Somewhere in Chutz Aretz. Where was her brother-in-law? In Eretz Yisrael. So he had a simple shaila that he wanted to ask his Rebbe. Can I leave Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum? So also coming to Rabbi Chanina Amar Leh Ma'alamechas Uli Avma. It's a simple shaila. And the answer, Amar Leh Achiv Nasa Kusis Vames. Baruch Amarkum Shar Go. Vehu Yared Acharav. And Rabbi Chanina gives an extraordinarily sharp answer. Okay, and it's going to be caustic, right? Obviously, I'm going to explain it, but it's going to be caustic. And that is that, look, well, your brother ended up marrying a Kusis. Now, in other words, now she's not Jewish. In other words, she was a Jewish woman. Otherwise, there's no shiloh to be had. But in other words, but because he married her in Chutz Aret, Ke'ilu, he married a Kusis. And now what do you want to do? You want to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to perform the mitzvah of Yibam on her? In other words, Baruch Hashem, that Akash Baruch Hu killed a man. And now what do you want to do? You want to follow? Okay. It goes without saying that that is an extraordinarily sharp response by Rabbi Chanina in terms of, no, you shouldn't go. And the wording he uses, the phrasing he's using is extraordinarily strong. Okay. We're gonna go on. So just like it's prohibited for leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel, it would be also prohibited to leave Bavel to go to other Aratzos. Okay, the significance of Bavel, meaning we already heard this earlier this morning, meaning Rav Yehuda clearly said, don't leave Bavel. In other words, what Rav Yehuda was not saying is, it's good to live in Chutz Aretz. What Rav Yehuda was saying is that, look, in Bavel, we have yeshivas. It's a makom Torah. There's a lot of good things happening in Bavel. So what the Gemara is now telling us is, yeah, in other words, don't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Aretz, and don't leave Bavel to go to another place in Chutz Aretz. Rabbi Yosef Darmer Tavayu Afil Bim Pumpadisa Lebe Kuvi. I'll give you an example of what you shouldn't do. Don't leave Pumpadisa to go to Bekuvi. And again, I'm surmising that Pumpadisa had yeshivas. Bekuvi did not have yeshivas. How would Anafak be Pumpadisa Bekuvi Shamte Rav Yosef? And somebody, in fact, left Pumpadisa to go to Bekuvi, and Rav Yosef put him in Chayrim. How would Anafak be Pumpadisa Lastunya? And Shachiv, person left Pumpadisa to go to Astonia. And he died. I'm Rabbi Yibai Haitzur Merabban and Havachaye. So, if he wanted to, so he could have lived more, meaning had he not left Pumpadisa, he would have lived more. So he was Gorim. He caused his own death by leaving Pumpadisa. Okay. Sorry. It's talking to me. Rabbi Rav Yosef Darmi Tavarek Shem Sheba Bavel Eretz Yisrael Kol Tasan. So those who are kosher in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael will collect them. Shem Sheba Sharat says Bavel Kol Tasan. Those who are kosher in other lands, Bavel is going to collect them. Okay, that's ambiguous language. Gemara explains. Le'mai. Ilem eliyuchsin. Are we talking about yichus? The Gemara says, no, we're not talking about yichus. V'amamar. Kol haratzos isa l'Eretz Yisrael. V'Eretz Yisrael isa le'bavel. In terms of yichus, where are you going to find the best yichus? Now, this is a little bit strange, but this is Gemara in Kedushin. We're going to, Mirtz Hashem, at the end of Seder Nashim, when we get to Kedushin, in the fourth parak, we're going to go over this in more detail. But for now, right, the good yichus is to be found in Eretz Yisrael. The best yichus is going to be found in Bavel. The miyuchasas, those who have the purest lineage, right, the clearest mesorah of where their family is coming from, are those who live in Bavel, over that of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we have to say a pshat in Rabba and Rav Yosef, and right now it's not yichus. So elalein and kvura. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll say a different pshat, and that is kvura, and that is that if you're a kashish of Bavel, so then you're going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. You should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. You can be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure which is the correct way to say it. But anyway, but if you're living in Shar Aratzo, so you can be buried in Bavel. Okay. Rashi understands, right? Elalin Yikvura. Shal Bavel Molichem Arasem Likavar Eretz Yisrael. Vashar Shar Aratzo Zar Harichokim Eretz Yisrael. Krovim LaBavel Kovrim BeBavel. Sheisham Zchus Torah. So Rashi says it's a distance issue. And in other words, when you're living in Shar Aratzo, so you're too far away from Eretz Yisrael, but you know what? Bavel's a makom Torah. Bavel's a good place to be buried. Okay, that's the way Rashi understands it. I'm Rav Yehuda kol adar b'Bavel kilo adar b'Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda says living in Bavel is tantamount to living in Eretz Yisrael. And obviously what you can do is we can connect. In other words, this is where Rav Yehuda, where we start our daf today. Rav Yehuda says don't leave Bavel. So, and the same Rav Yehuda is telling us that living in Bavel is tantamount to living in Eretz Yisrael. So, shenemar ha'itzion himalti yosheves bas Bavel. So what we have is Himalait. In other words, we have a place of refuge. Bavel is like almost like a city of refuge. Amar Abayi Naktinan. So Bavel lo chazia chevle Mashiach. We have the following tradition, and that is that if you live in Bavel, so lo chazia chevle Mashiach, we're not going to be experiencing the pain of chevle Mashiach. Right? When Mashiach comes, so the anticipatory time of Mashiach, I don't know if it's months or years. I have no idea, obviously. So the so whatever, but the time shortly before Mashiach arrives, so it's going to be a painful time, right? It's called Chevle Mashiach, similar to a woman giving birth. So before the birth, it's a tremendous amount of pain. So that's the way they describe it. And the Gemara has a Masora living in Bavel. You will be spared from it. So Tirgama, and even on that, the Gemara says, yeah, but not everywhere in Bavel. So Tirgama, who's the Minyamin Vekarale Karna de Shizbasa. So it's a specific part of Bavel. It's called Hutzah Binyamin. It's also called Karna de Shizvasa. Karna de Shizvasa literally translates as the corner of salvation. Okay? So on the corner of salvation. Where is that in Bavel? I'm not the person to ask. I don't know. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Mesim b'chutz haaretz, Einam chayim. Okay. More really strong statements. Now we're back to Rebbe Elazar. Okay, Rebbe Elazar, in other words, if we can try to line up the Amarim today, Rav Yehuda obviously is a big proponent of living in Bavel, and Rebbe Elazar is a big proponent of living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we're back to Rebbe Elazar now. So Amar Rebbe Elazar, Mesim shebechutz haaretz einam chayim. So those who die in chutz haaretz einam chayim. So they're not going to experience tchias amesim. Shenemar menasati tzvi beretz chayim. Eretz yitziv yonaba, the land that I want. So mesim chayim. They're going to experience tchias amesim. And ein tziv yoniba, ein mesim chayim. But if it's a land that I don't want, meaning not Eretz Yisrael, so then no tchias amesim. So mesim Rav Abba Bar Mamel. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel says can't be. Can't be. So yichyu mesecha nivleisi yukumu. So we're looking in this same parsha, and these are psukim in Yechezkel. Well, first pasuk was from Yechezkel, and the second pasuk, the one we're quoting right now, is from Yeshayahu. Okay, either way, yichyu mesecha nivleisi yukumun. So the pasuk says that there will be tchias amesim. So my love yichyu mesecha mesim shebaretz yisov and nivleisi yukumun mesim shebechutz haaretz, and you look at the double language. And the double language must be a reference to one in Eretz Yisrael and the other in Bavel. So the Gemara says, so my v'nasati tzvi be'eretz chayim, and now going back to the previous pasuk that was quoted by Rebbe Elazar, so he says, Nebuchadnezzar, the Nebuchadnezzar who dichsiv. So now that's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Dam rechmana, ma'isina alayim ha'akad dekala beit kitavya. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send a king who happens to be light, like a deer. In other words, somebody who is going to be very light and strong and be able to destroy you. The pasuk, the previous pasuk has nothing to do with tchias amesim. It's darshan for another purpose. So Amar Leis, Rebbe Elazar says no. So Rabbi Mikra Achir Ani Dorish. No, I'm darshing another pasuk. No, sin Hashem alam alaha veruach leholchim ba. So what Akash Baruch Hu is going to do is he's going to take neshama veruach. And that's a reference to Tchias HaMesim, but only Lahu Chimba, only for those living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so he has another pasuk. Ve'ala haksiv nivleisi kumon. Okay, so, okay, but Rebbe Elazar, what are you going to do with the pasuk that I cited, meaning this is Rabbi Abba Mar Mamel talking? So, ha'u b'nefalim u'dichsiv. No, that pasuk is talking about nefalim. In other words, Rachman is babies who were miscarried, so the double language is going to go even on the nefal. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, hai nosin Hashem alaham alaham ayavidlei. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, who's of the position that Tchias HaMesim will occur universally and not just limited to Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do with nosin Hashem alaham alaham? So mi baylei lichad Rabbi Abba. Dam Rabbi Abba, afil shivcha kanan shib Eretz Yisrael, muftach la shihi bas olam abba. Even if a shivcha kanan is living in Bavel, so assurances that she will get a portion of the world to come. A reference to a shivcha. Veruch lo chimba, amar Rabbi Yerbi bar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol malach arba amos b'Eretz Yisrael, muftach lo shu ben olam abba. And the Gemara quotes in the name of Yochanan, walking for amos in Eretz Yisrael, so you are promised that you're going to get a portion in the world to come. Okay, the number of places throughout Shas where muftach lo shu ben olam abba. You say Ashrei three times a day. Muftach lo shu ben olam abba. You walk for amos in Eretz Yisrael, like we just learned together. Muftach lo shu ben olam abba. Okay, obviously those gemaras have to be understood in context. Okay, not to be reduced to its simple meaning. Ula Rebbe Elazar tzadikim shebechutz haaretz einam chayim. Now, Rebbe Elazar did not budge from his position. Rebbe Elazar took a really strong position, and a difficult one. meaning who is going to be experiencing Tchiyas HaMeisim, only those living in Eretz Yisrael. Now, as we already pointed out, other Amoraim disagree, notably Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, but still, as far as Rabbi Elazar is concerned, it's a difficult position. So, Tzadikim Shebechutz Aretz Enem Chayim, Amar Rabbi Eliyahu de Gilgal. So the Gemara says, and you're Tzadik, let's say, for example, living in Chutz Aretz, you're not going to be experiencing Tchiyas HaMeisim. Gemara is not setting a pasuk or anything, but Gemara just simply says it's hard to imagine. So the Gemara says no, they are going to be experiencing Tchiyas HaMeisim, but only Al Yidei Gilgal. What's going to happen is that their bones are going to roll to Eretz Yisrael, and then and only then are they going to be experiencing Tchiyas HaMeisim. Maskev la Rabbi Abba Sala Rabba Gilgal at Tzadikim Tsaru. So I don't understand. Tzadikim should be experiencing that kind of tsar, where the bones are going to be rolling. So I'm Rabbi Michil Snasun Lem Bekarka. So Abaye says, no, they're going to get tunnels. Unis Asani Mimitzayim Kvar Tani Bekvarasam. This is a reference to Yaakov Avinu Amar Karna Dvarim Bego. Karna says, look carefully at the Psukim. Yodea Ya Yaakov Avinu Shetzadik Amar Haya. Yaakov knew that he was a tzadik. So Im Mesim Shebechutza Aretz Chayim Lamed Shirchus Banav. So now he knows that he's going to be afforded in a tunnel to go to Eretz Yisrael for Tchiyas HaMeisim. So why did he have his kids take him and bury him in Eretz Yisrael? So Shema Lo Yizke LeMechilos. He was afraid that he wouldn't be Zoche. Kayot B'davar HaTamer VaYishba Yosef Es B'nei Yisrael. Similarly by Yosef. So I'm Rabbi Chanina Dvarim Bego. Rabbi Chanina says, look carefully at the Pasuk. And that is Yodeh Haya Yosef Batz Moshe Tzadi Gamar Hu. So Im Meisim Shebechutz Aretz Chayim Lamit Shirich Ezechav Arba Meos Parsa. And meanwhile, he had his brothers take him Mea Amos Parsa. Right? Yosef's remains went on a really long journey to make it to be buried back in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov took a direct flight, if you will. Yosef traveled with the Jewish people in the Midbar for 40 years. And Shema Lo Yizkal Mechilos. And again, his concern is that he wouldn't be Zocher for the Mechilos, he wouldn't get the tunnel. Achowi l'Rabba. Okay, Rabba's brother sent him the following correspondence. Okay, a little bit of background over here. Rabba's brother was living in Eretz Yisrael. Rabba was living in Bavel. And so now, Yodea Haya Yaakov Shetzadik Amar Haya V'chulein. Okay, so he sent him all the drushes that we just learned regarding Yaakov Avinu. So, Ilfa Mosif Badvarim. In that letter that Rabba's brother was sending to Rabba, and by the way, the letter probably was a petition, you know, Rabba, maybe you should come to Eretz Yisrael. Not a terrible idea. And Ilfa, on what seems to be the very same letter, adds the following. So there was a man who found a woman that he liked. He wanted to marry her. Problem was, is that he was living in Eretz Yisrael, she was living in Chutz Aretz. And so, but once he heard the drasha regarding Yaakov Avinu, so he was megalga ba'atzmo. Right? The language over here is very deliberately chosen. In other words, basically, he refrained, meaning he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, even though he really liked this girl, but he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Ad yom oso. Afa b'shechachem gadol hata. So and this is now presumably still a continuation of the letter. And even though you're a Chacham Gadol, in other words, look, you're learning by yourself, that's nice. How about learning from a Rebbe? It's even better. And what are you worried about? You're not going to find a Rebbe here in Eretz Yisrael? So Yesh Lecha Rav Uman Rav Yochanan. Don't worry, we have a tremendous Talmud Chacham over here in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rabbi Yochanan. You can learn by Rabbi Yochanan. Now, if you decide not to make Aliyah, so then at least be careful about three things. Don't sit too much because it leads to tachtonios, presumably hemorrhoids. Don't stand too much; it's not good for the heart. Don't walk too much because it's bad for the eyes. Okay, so we ruled out sitting and standing and walking. Okay, good. What's left?
Biking.
Very good. So what you should do is you should divide a portion and right and don't stand all, in other words, a third of each. And kol yeshiva sheni masmicha amida no chaymenu. And if your yeshiva doesn't have smicha, meaning when you're sitting, there should be something, there should be some backing. Okay, Baruch Hashem, our chairs have backing. So, but if it doesn't, so standing would be better. Amida sakadacha v'amar amida kasha leiv. The Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Standing is no good. Remember, ella yeshiva she'in basmicha amida sheish basmicha nocha. So if your sitting does not have any backing to it, so then standing, which has backing, is better. Okay, good. I have to admit, it's hard to understand. Meaning, the part where Rabbi's brother is entreating and enticing him to come to Eretz Yisrael, that part I get, that part's clear. And oh, by the way, if you're lucky not to go, so at least let me tell you how to sit, stand, and lean. Okay, and walk. Difficult. Difficult to see where what's connecting the first part of the letter and the second part of the letter. Okay? Did Rabbi ever make it to Eretz Yisrael? So the Tosus, interestingly enough, Tosus him in a number of places, right? The Tosus says, yeah, eventually Rabbi did make it to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And whatever. Tosus is not here. Anyway, V'chein Amru. We're on the top of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. V'chein Amru. Yitzchak V'shemun V'oshi Amru Davar Echad. Now, mind you, by the way, this is still the brother of Rabbi, and presumably we're in the same letter. Okay, so an entreatment, part one of the letter, please come to Eretz Yisrael, and you do have a Rebbe, Rebbe Yochanan. Part two of the letter, if you're not going to go, at least don't stand all the time, and don't sit all the time, and don't walk all the time. And then third part of the letter, V'chein Amru, Yitzchak V'shimon V'oshi Amru, Davar Echad, Halachik Rebbe Yehuda, B'Predos. And now, what are you going to do with your mule? Meaning, D'Tanya Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Preda, Shetava, and Marbin Alay, Losus, V'lo Chamor, Ela, Mina. Okay, what is the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda? So, what is a mule? A mule is a cross between a horse and a donkey. And so now, we know the halacha is that we're not allowed to crossbreed. Now, it's funny, I say that, by the way, how did we get to the mule to the begin with? Okay. We're here. We have the mule. So now that we have the mule, so now you want the mule to mate. The mule wants to mate. So what are you going to mate it with? So Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that we have to view the mule as a hybrid of a horse and a donkey, meaning regardless of which one's the mother and which one's the father. And therefore, if you're crossing it with a horse, that is crossbreeding. If you mate it with a donkey, that's crossbreeding. So therefore, the only acceptable mate would be a preda. It has to be its like. On the other hand, that's the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim, on the other hand, disagree. They say in Choshen Lezera'av, we did this in Chulin extensively, and that is that as far as how we view the mule, the father's input, obviously genetically necessary, but halachically totally immaterial. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, whatever the mother is, that's what the mule is. Mother's a donkey, the mule's a donkey. Mother's a horse, the mule's a horse. Good. Okay. So Amr Av Nachma Yitzchak Zu Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha, Shimon Zu Rebbe Shimon Mepazi V'Armi La. Reish Lakish, and Oshia is the Rebbe, Oshia Berebi. And as long as we mention the three Amoraim in the letter, so the Gemara just simply tells us who these three Amoraim were. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Let's do a little bit more this morning. Amar Rebbe Elazar, Ami Aratzos, Enam Chayim. Ami Aratzos are not going to experience Trias Amesim. Okay, now, Rebbe Elazar earlier this morning taught us that those living outside of Eretz Yisrael are not going to experience Tchias HaMesim. Okay? And now, also add to the list, Ame HaRatzos. Those who are unlearned. Shenemar Mesim Bal Yichyu. So, Tanyan Ame Achim, Mesim Bal Yichyu, Yachol HaKol, Tamalam, Refayim Bal Yikumu, Bimar Pasman, Medivrei Torah, Kasam Medaber. Okay, so the Gemara Darshan, it's a pasuk that those people who are lax in their learning of Torah, so they're not going to be experiencing Tchias HaMesim. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, lo nichla merai damar lu achi. So the ahu, b'mar pe'asma la'avodas kochem v'dichsev. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Lazar, no, that pasuk is not talking about Amar Erasos. That pasuk is describing people who are over the Avodah Zarah. So Amar le, Rabbi Lazar says, back to Rabbi Yochanan, mikra achar nidoresh. He says, no, not that pasuk. I'm looking at another pasuk. Dichsiv ki tal oros talecha ve'eretz refa'im tapil. And kol ha'mishamish bor Torah, anyone who is who is involved in Or Torah, which is comparable to Tal, that's due. So Or Torah Mechayehu. V'chol she'im eshamish bor Torah in Or Torah Mechayehu. So Rebbe Elazar has a different pasuk that tells him that the Amai Arutz are not going to be experiencing the Or, meaning Tchias HaMesim. Kevin Dechayeh Dechamitzta'er. Now we saw that Rav Yochanan was very uncomfortable with this whole discussion, meaning Rebbe Elazar is taking really hard-line approaches of those who are not going to be experiencing Tchias HaMesim. But right now we're focusing on his position regarding Amei HaAretz, not experiencing Tchias HaMesim. It made Rav Yochanan unbelievably uncomfortable. Amar Lei, Rebbe Matzasi Lehem, Takana Min HaTorah. So Rebbe Elazar says to Rav Yochanan, there's a solution. In other words, the Amei HaAretz can experience Torah, even though they're not learning Torah. How so? V'atamed v'kim Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. So v'chi yavshel l'dvukeh b'shchin v'aksiv, ki Hashem Elokecha yishochla. The pasuk says that we're to be dovek b'Hashem. We have to cling to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do you cling to Kadosh Baruch Hu? He's Eish. And Eish obviously is by way of analogy, meaning, right, you can't cling to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ela kol ha'masi b'tel tam b'chacham. So what you could do is either you can marry off your daughter to tam b'chacham, or alternatively, osa prakmat l'tam b'chacham. You can make business with a tam b'chacham. Now it can mean that you can invest his money. Alternatively, you could just simply do business in proximity to a tam b'chacham. So the mahana tamid chachamim nechasav. And if you give Tamachacham, in other words, you give him money. So Mala Lava Kasav Keila Medabek B'Shchina says that's Dibuk B'Shchina. Kayota Bedava Ta'omer Lava Sosham Lokechol Adav Kabo V'Chiyav Shal Adam Ledabek B'Shchina Ela Kol Amasi Bitol Tamachacham V'Asa Prakman Shal Tamachacham V'Amahane Tamidich Chacham Nechasav Mala Lava Kasav Keila Medabek B'Shchina. Okay, and everything we just said, everything that Rebbe Elazar said, we just repeated again. Ostensibly, he's quoting a brisa. Good. I'm Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef. Atinim tzadikim she mevatzvasim va'olim v'Yerushalayim. I'm gonna pause. We'll pause over here. Good. All right. Good. Yeah. All right. I see what we have to cover tomorrow. We're good. Okay. Let's pause over here. Okay. If at this point in time your head is spinning a little bit, I totally understand. My head's spinning. We just went through a lot of Gemara together. A lot, but in terms of aligning the shitas and having a unified voice in the Gemara, obviously today we did not have a unified voice in the Gemara regarding living in Eretz Yisrael and many other topics. And okay, and it's an enjoyable daf, but it's a difficult daf. It's really difficult in terms of walking away with any points with any unified voice. And then on top of that, in other words, how much of this is halach lamaisa? I mentioned the beginning of shir today, meaning that obviously requires rav, and it happens to be that this is a long time debate, which we're not gonna break any new ground over here. But at least what we did is we successfully navigated through most of today's daf. Mirza Hashem tomorrow. Tomorrow's the final daf in the Masechta, and tomorrow Mirza Hashem we're going to be concluding Masechta Ksuvos.